the original Bob Knight Show with Bad Radio. Thursdays at 1:50. Brought to you by Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, North Texas GMC dealers, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
6:15 is the time. Good evening, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And you're listening to The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we are joined by the remainder of the crew. The Cobra is here, as is Dan Paul. Kevin Scott is scaling Mount 12 Big Ones. Justin Neely at the helm. Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico. And on the road, Ken, caulking. Got about 44 minutes left. And believe me, those minutes are being counted in the presentation this evening. Right now, it's time to play a fun game with everybody here on the crew called What Did I Do? The idea here is for you boys to guess what I did in the presence of a very well-known personality. The options are, did I walk over and just say hi? Did I walk over and launch into a lengthy conversation? Or did I do nothing at all?
Because we played this with Jim Brown, right?
Yes.
Wasn't that the initial one?
Yep. And then we played it with Ron Chapman.
Right.
The day that...
he was eating?
Yes. And I was eating lunch at the bar at the...
Good Eats.
And he showed up. And I didn't know him back then. And the idea was for you boys to...
Now, if we play that again with Ron Chapman, I know which way I'm going to go.
Well, there will be no playing this with Ron Chapman again, because if that ever happens again, I'll launch into an ass whipping that he'll long remember. Which, believe me, the possibility of that was there today, because this was another lunchtime encounter. Now, I don't want to mention the place that this happened at.
Oh, why not?
Because...
the guy may frequent the place?
Yeah, the guy may frequent the place, and I want to protect his ability to do this.
Oh, okay.
You go out to lunch every day?
Most of the time, yes.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Did you have the black bean soup today?
No.
I think you did.
No.
Michael, you are farting.
No. I didn't go today. But it was pointed out to me that while there, I would be in the presence of someone very well known nationwide that we have had on this show before.
On the phone, no doubt.
No.
Don Henley.
And that is the great Don Henley.
Really? Oh, I know what my vote is already.
So, with that in mind, the fact that this is somebody that I have interfaced with before, somebody who would probably, maybe not with no prompting, but certainly with prompting, would remember that. And thirdly, we definitely had eye contact.
Let me ask you one more question.
Okay.
Was he alone?
No.
Entourage? Wife? Family? What did it look like?
That's all you get. All right, so with that in mind, what did I do? Did I just walk up to him and say, hey, Don, Mike Reiner with the Ticket, just wanted to say hi? Did I launch into a lengthy conversation or a conversation of substance with him, or did I do nothing at all? Grego.
All right. I will always bet on you doing nothing because you're not an ass whipper. usually. But this is different. I'm going to bet that you went up to him and had a conversation, and I'll tell you why. Because I remember when he came in studio and you introduced yourself to him,
mm-hmm.
and he knew who you were
mm-hmm.
from the zoo days.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a little more acquainted with you than just having him on the show. I'm going to say you went up and initiated conversation. Cobra.
I'm going to say that you walked by, stuck your hand out, said, hey, man, I'm Mike Reiner from The Ticket. You were on our show a couple years ago.
There's only three options.
No, I know. But
so you can't create a fourth.
Well, this is
one
of
the options. He's not. This
option
one.
Was given.
And just you shook hands and you went on your way. Period.
Denny?
I think that you guys made eye contact, acknowledged each other, but because he was with people that you didn't know, that you did not speak with him. There was no verbalization between the two of you. I think you guys just kind of knowingly nodded and brandished your fright wigs and put them back in your pocket and went about your business. Because he used to have one too.
True.
Kevin, you care to get in on this? Oh, he's on the phone. Okay, Justin?
I'll go with C. I agree with Danny. I don't think you did anything.
Okay.
What's the prize?
You get to make out with OBS.
Ty Walker.
What?
Just go ahead. Move on.
That's Ty Walker?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was OBS that just walked in there. All right, you get to make out with Ty Walker.
Can I change my answer?
No, you really can't. Anybody else want to change theirs?
Nope.
Okay, now what are the three again? Because I think I've got confused. What did I vote for?
It's nothing, full conversation, or hey, just I'm Mike Reiner from The Ticket.
Okay, that's
later.
What I meant. I didn't know that was off. A quick high is the one that I...
So you say quick high, you say quick high, you say nothing, you say nothing. Kevin, you want to get in on this?
I think you said, hey, I'm Mike Reiner. We've had you on the...
All right, so we got three quick highs and two nothings.
So nobody's betting on a full-blown ass whip.
No way. I'll be willing to bet everything in my wallet. Everything that I own.
The answer is... I did nothing.
Wow.
See, I...
Pucker up, Ty.
It's always good with you to bet that way. Always. But then every once in a while, you'll have a Jim Brown moment.
All right, how many people were there with him?
Him and one other guy.
Was it exactly as I described? Did he recognize you?
If he did, I didn't get that vibe.
Okay, so he didn't let go, like give you the nod?
No, he didn't give me the nod. I mean, if he had given me the nod, I definitely would have walked over and said hi.
You know what you should have done is kind of walked behind him and been like, Desperado. Just kind of look in the other direction, like, oh, hey, Don, I didn't see you there.
Witchy woman.
No, I didn't do anything.
Hey, Don.
I mean, he was there with a guy, so.
I happen to be in a band, too.
I'm a drummer.
You know, I mean, they were talking. Who knows what they were talking about? It may have been, you know, business or something like that. And
have you been scarred by I'm not really thinking about that right now?
No, not at all. Not at all. Believe me.
I think you're scared to whip ass.
No, if he would have been there by himself or if the vibe had been a little bit different.
Or if you'd have had rubbers.
You like that one?
It's just...
You like that one? You kind of winced and turned your head.
You never know what can happen.
You know,
it's always good to be prepared, Mike.
I followed Michael Stipe into the bathroom, ready mm-hmm. to deliver the ultimate in ass whippings.
And you had a handful of them.
And I was prepared.
You
he blew
your
me
AIDS
off.
Shield with you.
He blew me off. Yeah, mm-hmm. I had my Captain America AIDS shield with me.
God.
He totally blew me off, but I was real willing to go the distance with that guy, if that's what it took. You should have gone there, man.
Well, if... I mean, I've heard of various Don Henley sightings, in some places, and we do frequent some of the same places.
He's not a Kodiak bear.
Or a Yeti.
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean, he's very well known, and I'm sure he appreciates when people leave him alone, and, you know.
What the hell else does he have to do?
Well, I don't know.
Cash his royalty checks?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's not doing...
Make tree forts out of money?
I don't know.
But didn't you feel like you had some small connection with the guy?
Well, yeah, I did.
Could you have brought that up?
Yeah, I could have.
How long ago was that? 5 years?
Because he knows...
No, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
You had never met him before, and the minute he walked through the door, he said, Mike Reiner, he goes, oh, I know who you are. I remember you from the zoo.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And that would have been, what, how many years since you've been on the zoo?
20, 25, something like that.
And so he remembered you from then. And don't you remember when we had him on, we said, hey, we appreciate you doing it. And he said, you know, I had to go on with you guys because of your demographics and your ratings. Remember that?
Right.
So he was aware of you and the ticket.
Yeah. Well, if the vibe had been a little bit different, I certainly would have taken advantage of it.
I respect you for that, because when it comes to, like, the ultra-famous, I think that an encounter like that has to happen organically. Your Robert Plant thing, when you and Robert Plant played air hockey together.
Right.
You can't just go up and go, hey, man, I love what you do.
Now, would it be...
No, I agree with that, too, but if it wasn't the fact that...
I know, but he had somebody...
I mean, the time I tried to seize the moment, like with Jim Brown, you saw what happened there.
It's just not worth it. You end up looking more like a ding-dong than if you just leave him alone.
I did it with Tom Brady last week at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, but you were tanked.
And I had to stop in the middle of my story and start all over because I forgot where I was.
I guarantee you, when he was calling plays in the huddle in the Super Bowl, just for a second, that snake head would pop into his mind.
You got to take advantage of these, man.
Yeah, I know.
You really?
I know.
Do.
Well,
you don't either. I mean,
what do you gain from it, though?
You know, and you know
stories.
What? The majority of the time, I never do. I never.
Well, I didn't do it, and I still got a story
exactly.
out of it.
True.
Exactly.
True.
I never do it either because I'm really not that interested.
As much, Corby, as you complain, I
think Don Henley's a very interesting guy, and I would think nothing of delivering an ass whipping to him.
See, if it would have been me and I'd have been there, it would have not even occurred to me to say a word to him.
I don't think anybody in the place knew who he was.
But he knows you. He doesn't know me. He knows you.
I bet he went home and told his wife, man, I saw the old gray wolf. He completely blew me
off
tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? If he made eye contact.
And he knew who you were?
He may think, boy, what an a-hole he is.
Well, I was just trying to.
Went on the radio?
I went on the radio with
him. Hey, I was just trying to leave the guy alone.
Right.
That's all. You know? I mean, I figure he gets his ass whipped enough when he goes out to places.
You know,
although nobody in there seemed to know who he was.
Ass whipping normally is alcohol fueled.
Well, with you.
No, I'm saying...
like that.
I'm saying...
alcohol brings on that.
There's nothing like a nice bottle of wine or about 10 beers to get your courage up to go talk to the famous or nearly famous, you know? You should have started pounding shots right there.
I'm surprised that you encourage the ass-whipping as much as you avoid it, Corby.
I don't
see
avoid it.
Corby's Angels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, if Mike would have followed Don Henley around the restaurant with a shirt that said
Henley's Homos.
Then yes. If Don wanted to go take a nap in the toilet, then that would have been fine. But
all right, let me ask, is there anybody, because I'm telling, this surprised me. Normally, I will bet you don't, that you take that every time. I mean, I'll take that just on a blind Nello. Well, I met a celebrity. Okay, you didn't say anything. But not this one. Is there anybody that you will not let slide? No matter if the vibe's not there, no matter if they're with somebody, no matter if it's
a...
Is there somebody out there?
There's all kinds of people.
Who?
I mean, well, Steely Dan, Donald or Walter, Petty.
No matter what.
No, yeah, no, or Mike Campbell or Ben Montinch or anybody in their band.
If he can get to them.
Yeah, I could get to those guys, if it would have been them instead of Don Henley, that would have been very difficult to let slide.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Okay, was the restaurant particularly crowded?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so there was a lot of people there.
Yes.
Okay, well,
this would have been a very public thing.
All right, here's Tom Petty sitting there, and he's got a couple of his peeps with him. You don't know who they are, but they're a couple of his buddies, and they're eating, and they're talking. And you go in there. What do you do? Same situation.
It would have been it'd be very difficult to not say anything.
Okay, now, you know that whatever you say has been said 100,000
times before.
I'm in a Tom Petty cover band. He probably hadn't heard that at all.
He's
heard that too.
I wouldn't say that.
Just to get in his good side?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Dude, I know Refugee.
You know, when you get in a situation like that, normally you can't win.
There's nothing you can say.
Yeah, I know.
It wouldn't piss him off.
You really can't.
What about like Mick Jagger? He's sitting there with one other guy.
No, I wouldn't say anything to him.
Is he too big?
Yeah, he's too big.
What about, same thing with Paul McCartney?
Well, he's pretty accessible, though.
No, he's not going to be hanging out at Snuffers or anything, I don't think.
Hey, Paul McCartney rides the
tube.
Yeah,
the tube in London.
I've heard that.
I mean, he, you know, he mixes and mingles with the masses. Those other guys don't. Anyway, another round of What Did I Do? Community Quick Hits are on the way.
The Colonial Golf Tournament doing something I never thought they'd do.